Die Mishnah ist Mesecht Zvachim. Mishnah Aleph. Kol ha-Zvachim shenizbechu shloi l'shmon. Any korban that if you made the shchita shloi l'shmon means b'shas the shchita. Whoever was doing the shchita had in mind to do it l'shem another korban. So alocharus k'sherim, still this korban is kosher. Let's say you shechted now a korban shlomim and you have in mind it should be done l'shem a korban olam. Still the korban shlomim is kosher. Elo only providing shloi olu l'baylam l'shem chayva, that the owner is not mekayim his chayv. Now let's say the owner made a neder that he has to bring a korban, so he's not mekayim his neder with this type of a korban, since the shchita, or we'll see, any one of the dalar avodis were done shloi l'shmon. Therefore he has to bring another korban for his chayv, but this korban is kosher, meaning the kohanim still have a right to do the rest of the avodah and burn and eat from the korban. Chutz min ha-pesach u min ha-chatas, excluding a korban pesach and a korban chatas. The din is like this: ha-pesach bizmanoi means the korban pesach b'shas erev pesach from chatzos hayom until the laila, when it's the zman of the shchitas pesach. If you shech the korban pesach l'shem another korban, the korban is posel. And the chatas b'chol zman, for the korban chatas, any time you shech it or bring the korban chatas, if you do it shloi l'shmon, that's a psul. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, af oshem, even a korban oshem also, if you shech the shloi l'shmon, or you do any one of the dalar avodis, which are shchita, then kabbalah sadam, which from kabbalah on has to be bedavka through a kayin, or else the halacha walking with the dam to the mizbeach, or else the zrikas adam. If any one of these dalar avodis were done shloi l'shmon by even a oshem, it also becomes posel. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the locher is like this: that ha-pesach bizman, again, a korban pesach is only posel shloi l'shmon bizman the korban pesach. That means on yud dalet benisin from chatzos hayom to laila. After that, it's not called the pesach anymore. So therefore, shloi l'shmon does not make a psul. V'ha-chatas v'yoshem. What about a korban chatas or a korban oshem? B'chol zman, any time you bring it, if you do one of the dalar avodis shloi l'shmon, that makes a psul in the korban. Now, Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer comes and explains himself, says like this: ha-chatis bo'al chet. Listen, a korban chatis comes because you did a chet. V'yoshem bo'al chet, and a korban oshem comes because of one of the five chatoim that you did. Therefore, the svar is ma ha-chatis psul shloi l'shmo, just like a korban chatis. If you do one of the dalar avodis shloi l'shmo means l'shem another korban, it makes a psul. And the Gemara learns out from Sukkim, the korban chatas has a psul shloi l'shmo. Therefore, Blaz holds for oshem posul shloi l'shmo, who had in a korban oshem also has a psul shloi l'shmo. Now, Mishnah Beis, Yosi ben Choini Omer. Yosi ben Choini says like this: that ha-nishchotim l'shem pesach u'l'shem chatas psulim. He has another chiddush, that any other korban, if you shecht it with the intentions that it should be done l'shem a korban pesach or l'shem a chatas, they also become posel. The same way a chatas and a pesach is posel, the same way if you shecht a korban oila or a korban shlomim l'shem a chatas or a pesach, they also become posel. Then the Mishnah says that Shimon Achai Azarya Omer, Shimon the brother of Azarya, and Rashi explains that Azarya supported Shimon, supported his brother to let his brother learn. He went to work, so therefore it's Nikra Shemai, therefore it's called Shimon the brother of Azarya. He said like this: that Shchotom L'shem Gavoyim Mehem Ksherim. Let's say Yeshech the Korban Shlomim L'shem Kachi Kadoshim, L'shem something that's more Kaddish, so then it's ksherim. But l'shem nomach mehem psulim. If you shech the korban kachi kadoshim l'shem a kachim kalim, which is a less of a kedusha, that makes a psul. Kate said, how is this? Kachi kadoshim sheshochtom l'shem kachim kalim psulim. But kachim kalim sheshochtom l'shem kachi kadoshim is ksherim. Since you had a mind to do it l'shem gevoya, a high kedusha, therefore it's kosher. Now he explains, even by kochim kalim, also there are differences. It's like this: הבכור והמייסה ששוחטו לשם שלומים. If you shecht the korban b'chor or maiso l'shem shlomim, so lochris ksherim, even though they're both kachim kalim, but still shlomim has more avodas done to it, therefore it has more kedusha, therefore it's called l'shem gevoya. But the opposite way, who shlomim, if you shecht the korban shlomim, she'eshocht on l'shem b'chor l'shem maiso, if you shecht the shlomim, which has more avodas to it, l'shem b'chor or maiso, which has less kedusha, therefore psulim. Even though they're both kotri kalim, but since it's l'shem nomuch mihim, still it makes up so. Mishneh Gimel. Ha Pesach she'shchotoi b'shachris b'yarba osa shter l'shmoi. What's going to be the loch of the Korban Pesach on Shachris, on Erev Pesach, Yud Dalet B'nisim, they made the shchit l'shem another Korban. So Rabbi Yeshua says till the korban is kosher. Since it's only in the morning, it's not chatzai sayyem yet, it's not the zman of eshchitas pesach, therefore it has the locho, kilo nishchat pishlai shosa. It's like you made the eshchit of a korban pesach on Yud Gimel Benisin. Since it's not the zman of a korban pesach, it does not have a locho of a korban pesach yet, therefore it's not posel. However, Ben Viseira posel. Ben Viseira says no, it's posel. And kilu nishchat bein habayim, it has the same halacha on Yud Dalet Benisin in the morning as if the shechita was done Yud Dalet after chatzos. It's the same halacha like it was geshchita bein habayim. Therefore, has the shame already korban pesach, and therefore shlo lishmo makes a psul. Now, Oma Shimon ben Azai. Shimon ben Azai says like this: that mekubal ani mipi shivim lishnayim zokin. I accepted this halacha from 72 zakenim. And when was this? The Yom Shashiva Reb Loza ben Azariah Yeshiva, the day that they appointed Reb Loza ben Azariah to be the Rosh Yeshiva in Yavne, when they took off Rebbe Gamliel, and instead they appointed Reb Loza ben Azariah. On that day, so Shimon ben Azai saying over that he heard from 72 Zakenim, the Chiddush like this: that Shekol Azvochem Hanecholim, all kochim that is part to be eaten like an osher morachatis. A korban shlomim sheniz v'chushter lishmon ksherim, a korban shlomim or any kachim kalim that yishach shler lishmon is taka ksherim. Elo only shlei olu lebanu mishum chayva. Like the first mishnah, that the owner is not mekayim his chayva. If he made a neder, he's not mekayim his neder, which is shchita, which is done shler lishmon. But chutz min apesach min achatis, the only two korbanos that are nechal, that Shlo Lishmo makes a psul, that's a Korban Chatis or Korban Pesach by the Tanakama. So what does he come to add? Floy Hoyse Ben Azai only comes to add onto the Klal Elo Oilo, only a Korban Oilo. In other words, only by Necholim is it that they Ksherim. But a Korban Oilo, which is not Nechol, there's no part of the meat that's eaten by the Kahanim, all of it Kula is Kolu, therefore he also, since it's Kula Kolu, the Loch of a Korban Oilo is, if you made a shchita shlo lishmo, it's like a posel. That was his chiddush. But lohoydu lechacham, the chacham did not agree with him. They held no, even an oila is also kosher shlo lishmo. Only a chatas or a pesach is posel. Now Mishnah Dalet. Ha pesach v'yachatis she'eshchoton shlo lishmon. If the person that the shoyched did it shlo lishmon, or else kibel the kohen that made the kabbalah, when he received the dam, or else hilach, the kohen that's walking with the dam towards the mizbeach, or else vezorah shlo lishmon, or else the kohen that made the zrika, he did it with the kavon shlo lishmon, oy lishmon v'shlo lishmon. Or else the chiddush is, even though b'shaf the avoido, he started out, he did the avoido lishmon, and then he changed his mind and he did it shlo lishmon l'shem another korban. Pashta means he did one avoido, the beginning of it lishmon, and then he did the end of it shleil lishmon, or else oy shleil lishmon lishmon. At the beginning of the void he had the wrong in mind to do this chatas l'shem shlomim, and then at the end of lishmon, at the end he had in mind to do it l'shem chatas. Zlochris psulim. In all these cases, it's a machshava psula which passes the korban chatas or the korban pesach. Now ketzad lishmon v'shleil lishmon. What's the case we had in mind to do it lishmon l'shem chatas and then shleil lishmon? So it means like this, L'shem Pesach, ולשם שלומים, when first you made the shechita on this Pesach, l'shem Korban Pesach, and then in the middle you changed your mind and did it l'shem shlomim. What's the shaloi l'shmon u'l'shmon? The same thing that you start out l'shem shlomim. First you shechted this Korban Pesach l'shem shlomim, and then in the middle u'l'shem Pesach you changed your mind and did it l'shem Korban Pesach. And the klal is shehazevach nifso v'yabor dvorim. A korban is possible. The machshava psul helps during one of these four avoidas. That means b'shchita, either b'shas you do the shchita, which is shchita by kotchim is kosher or even bizarre, or v'kibul, that has to be done b'dafku with a kohen. From Kabbalah onwards, it has to be done through a kohen. Or v'kibul, if a kohen received the dam in a kli sharis, b'shas he's been mekal with the dam, as he has a machshava psulo. Or also b'hilach, b'shas he's walking with the dam towards the mizbeach. Or else of his rika, b'shas he makes his rika any one of these four times. If he has a machshava psula, that passes the korban. Rabbi Shimon machshavilach. Rabbi Shimon says, if the kohen has this machshava, b'shas hilach, b'shas he's walking, it does not pass the korban. Why? Shoyi Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon used to say, the story is like this, that yef sheshloi b'shchita. A korban has to have a shchita done to it. B'shloi b'kabbalah. It's Efsha to get away without doing the Kabbalah Saddam. And Vishloib is Rika, it's Efsha to get away without making his Rika Saddam. Avol Efsha Shloib Hiluch. But it's possible that the Korban should be brought without the Avoida Hiluch. What does that mean to say? That Shoichid Bitzar HaMizbeach, Vizarek, it's possible to make the Shechita right next to the Mizbeach, and right there you make the Kabbalah Saddam, and right there you make the Rika. It's possible to get away without having to make the hiluch. Therefore, Shimon says hiluch is not such a choshuva avoidah. Therefore, even in the case when you have to have the avoidah halacha, when the kabbalah saddam is done far away from the mizbeach, still b'shas the halacha, if Shimon holds the machshava, does not pass on the korban. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says it depends. Hamhalach b'makim shusar lahalach. If you're going a place that you have to go, meaning if the Kabbalah Saddam was done away from the Mizbeach, and now you have to walk with the Dam towards the Mizbeach, so Machshava Peselis, during that Halacha, when you're walking that, you have to walk that, your Machshava would pass on the Korban, if you have a Machshava Psula. But of the Mekayim Shein Tzorach Lahalach, a place that you do not have to walk, like the Moshul, you made the Kabbalah Saddam right next to the Mizbeach, and then for no reason you took the dam away from the Mizbeach. So now even when you walk with the dam towards the Mizbeach, since this did not have to happen, halacha is, ain't a machshava pesalis. That's what the Blazer holds. In such a case where you're walking it, the mocking you did not have to, there the machshava would not pass on. However, the Maisa, the halacha is like the Tanakama, that any time you're doing the halacha, or machshava of Shinu Hashem, passes the korban, b'shas, halacha. Now we're up to Perek Sheni, Mishnalov. Chol hazvochim shekibul domon zar oinein tful yoin mechusa begodim mechusa kipurim shlerochat shedayim v'raglayim orel tome yoishiv oimin agave kelim agave behemo agave ragli chaveroi posel. All these cases are psul. Again, a korban, even though b'shas shchita, even is zaris kosher, but from Kabbalah Saddam, you have to bedavka have a kohen. Therefore, shekibul domin zar. If a zar made the Kabbalah, that's not a kohen of Yisrael, that passes the korban. What about an oinein? Even though he's a kohen, but if he's an oinein, meaning one of his mishpacha just died before the kvur is called an oinein, also is possible to do the avoida. The avoida is psula. Tful yoin, let's say the kohen touched a sheretz that day. So even though he went to the mikvah, still is possible to do the avodah until Harash Shemesh, until it becomes evening. So it's called its full yoim until evening. Mechusa begodim, let's say a kohen is not wearing, a kohen hedid is not wearing his four begodim, or a kohen god is not wearing his eight begodim, if he's even only missing one beged, the avodah is psula. Hudin mechusa kipurim, let's say a kohen that was a mitzayr or a zav, even after he became tor, but he has to bring a korban. Before he brings his korban, he's not fit to do the avodah. It's the parcel of the avodah. Real shloi roch chadarim v'glayim l'kayin d'adof the avodah before he first washed his hands and feet from the kiyur. That's also a psul. Oral a kohen that did not have a bris milah done to him, tamei a kohen that's tamei, yoshev a kohen that's sitting, halacha is he has to be standing. If he sits, that's a psul in the avodah. What's going to be oimed agabe kelim? He's standing on top of kelim. That's also a psul. A kohen has to be standing on top of the ritzpah. His feet has to be touching the ritzpah, the floor of the azara. If there's a mechitza in between the chatzitza, that's a psul. So if the kohen is standing agabe kelim, or else the bigger chiddush is agabe behema, even though it's also a type of a bosa, still it's a psul. And the bigger chiddush is agabe ragli chaveroi, even though he's standing on top of somebody else's feet, another kohen's feet. So I would have thought to say it's like min beninoi, it's not a chatzitza, kamash mlon, yes, still there's a chatzitza here, and therefore posel, because the halacha is the kohen has to be standing agabe haritzpah. There cannot be any chatzitza, nothing dividing between him and the floor. What's going to be kibbul b'smoil? Let's say makes the kabbalah and he's holding the kli with his left hand, posel. It also passels the kabbalah. Rabbi Shimon Machsh, Shimon says no, still it's kosher. And the Gemara dashes this from Sukkim. What's going to be nishpach al haritzpo v'yasofoy posel? Let's say the dam spilled out directly from the neck of the animal onto the floor. So the kid said there was no Kabbalah Saddam, and then later the Yasofa, then you gather it together from the floor. So Posel, the Dam is Posel. The Posel says you have to have the Kabbalah, the Lokach Midama Par, with Dash and Dam has to come directly from the Par, and not if it first spills on the floor. What's going to be in the Son Agabi Hakeves, Hakevesh, Shalei Keneged HaYisoid? You know, you made this Rikas Adam. One case is Agabi Akevish. That's the plank walking up the Mizbeach, but not the Mizbeach itself. Or else, Shaloi Kenega Yisoid, you put the dam on the Mizbeach itself, but not on the side that has the Yisoid to the Mizbeach. You didn't put it on the right part of the Mizbeach. Or else, Nosan es Anisnum Lamato Lamalan. The dam that's supposed to be on the bottom part of the Chut HaSikro, you put it instead on top of the Chut HaSikro. On the top here for the Mizbeach. Where else he has Anistin Lamalo. The Dam of Achatet is supposed to be Lamalo. You put it Lamat and you put it on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. Where else says Anistin Bifnim Bachutz. The Dam of Achatet Apnim. That's supposed to go on the Mizbeach Apnim. Instead you put it on the Mizbeach Achitza on the outside Mizbeach. Where else he has Anitonim Bachutz. The Dam that's supposed to go on the outside Mizbeach. Bifnim. You put the Dam on the inside Mizbeach. Posel. All these cases is possible, the korban is possible, but the yain v'koros, if somebody eats from the basar, the korban itself is not pigul, there's no chiv koros. There's only koros when you have a psul chal upon the basar. But if there's no pigul, then the basar, even though it's asat eat it, but there's no lisa koros in eating it. Now Mishnah Beis, ha-shreichet es ha-zevach lisroig dama b'chutz. You shech the korban, and you have in mind now that the Zerika should be done outside the wrong place, or else mix Dama Machutz. Even if you only have in mind part of the Dam, the Zerika should be done Machutz outside the wrong place. Since I'm called the Machshava Chutzlim Kaimai, we also had in mind Lahakter Esemuvah Machutz. You had in mind B'Shah Shchita, or B'Shah Sadal Ravidis, to burn the Emurim in the wrong place, not on top of the Mizbeach, but to do it Machutz outside. Even if you only had a mind to burn part of the Emurim Bachutz, or else Lecho Basar Bachutz, you had a mind teeth from the Basar Bachutz outside the right place. Like Kizayis Mipsaroid Bachutz, even if you only had a mind teeth the Kizayis of the meat Bachutz, or Lecho Kizayis Moralia, because you had a mind teeth a Kizayis of the skin of the tail Bachutz outside. All these cases is possible, the Yang Bachurus. This is the Machshava Psula, it passes the Korbin, but if you eat from the Korbin, it's not Tigul, you're not Chayav Koros. What's going to be if you have in mind B'Shah Shchito, Lizeroy Domi Lamochor, you have in mind to make the Zerika in the right place, Shos Chusla's Mana at the wrong time, you have in mind to do it tomorrow, or else I Mixas Domi Lamochor, even if you only have in mind to do part of the Dam tomorrow, or else this is a Machshava's Tigul, here there would be a Chayav Koros.
or else if you have in mind b'shas shchita or b'shas any one of the dalar avodas, lahak teremur l'machor, you have in mind to burn the fats tomorrow. It's also called an achila. It's called an achilas mizbeach that you have in mind to do it tomorrow. By miksas emurim l'machor, even just part of the emurim tomorrow, or as lecha b'sar l'machor, you have in mind to eat from the basar tomorrow. Oy kizayis mevsar l'machor, oy kizayis miyor ha'ayil l'machor, or you have in mind to eat a kizayis of the skin of the tail. The chiddushid, the skin of the tail is very soft. It has a lach like basar. So if you have in mind to eat this tomorrow, here pigul, it's chalap so pigul in the korban, and therefore v'chayav amal of chorus. This machshava that you had b'shas adalar avoidus to eat from the basar, or to eat from the emurim to burn the emurim tomorrow, or to make the zrikas adam tomorrow, here it makes a psul pigul in the korban, and therefore v'chayav amal of chorus. You know the locker is yichayav chorus if you eat from this basar. Now Mishnah Gimel, zeh klal. This is the klal about dinum chutzla koimoi and chutzla zmanoi. This machshava that kol ha'shoichet, anytime the shoichet v'shashchit or else from the kabbal, the kohen does the kabbalah sadam v'yamhalach, the kohen walks with it towards the mizbeach v'hazerik, or the kohen does the meister avoid this zrika. So if he has in mind v'shas one of these dalar avoidis lechol dover shadarko lechol, he has in mind to eat something that usually eat, in other words a piece of the meat that usually the kohanim eat, or else lahakter dover shadarko shadarko lahakter, he has in mind to burn some of the emurim that usually is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, but instead of doing it at the right place he has in mind chutzlam kaimai, he has in mind to burn it or to eat it in the wrong place, either to eat it outside the azara or to burn it outside the azara. The locher is possible behind the chorus. This machshava makes the psul in the korbin, but still the same by chorus. What about chutzlas manoi? Let's say the kohen or the shechet has in mind that b'shash chita he plans to eat from the meat tomorrow, or he plans to burn the emurim tomorrow. Then pigul, it's chal right now psul pigul in the korbin, and therefore v'chayov molov chorus. Whoever goes to eat from the meat now is chayav chorus. But obuvad providing sheyikrav hamata kimitzvosai, that the rest of all the dalan avodis have to be done the right way. In other words, the only thing wrong was that you had this machshava to eat it chutz lizman at the wrong time, or to burn it, which is also called an achilas mizbeach, or the zrikas adam, which is called an achilas mizbeach, the wrong time. That's the only thing you did wrong. But otherwise, you did the dalan avodis. You made a kosher shchita, you made a good kabbalah, good halach, and a good zrika. The only thing wrong was you had in mind to do it chutz lizmanoi. So then it makes pigul and yichayv all of chorus. Now in Mishnah Dalet explains keitzad korav hamatikim mitzvosai. What is the case? How is it considered that you brought the avodis the right way? You amata korav hamatikim mitzvosai. That means shochat v'shtika. Either it could be the v'shash shchita, you did it v'shtika, means you kept quiet, you did not have any bad machshavas, and then kibbel v'hilech v'zorah chutzlas manoi, then b'shas kabbalah en haloch or else b'shas rikom, the kohen had in mind to eat it tomorrow, or else oishashochat chutzlas manoi b'shas shchita, he had in mind to eat from the meat tomorrow, but then kibbel v'hilech v'zorah v'shtika, the other three avodis he did quietly, he did b'kashrus. Or you also even sheshochad kibuvila v'zorak chutzlas manoi, even though he had this machshava b'shas all four avoidus, but since he actually did all four avoidus, the only thing wrong was just this machshava zehu shekor hamatik mitzvosai. This is considered that the matter, the dalar avoidus, were done the right way, nogeyat hilchus pigul. In other words, like the dalar avoidus were done in this korbin that made into pigul. Kate said, what would be considered a case, though, of loy korav hamatikim mitzvosai, that the avoidis were not done the right way? Would be a case of shochat chutzlam kaimai, that b'shash shchita he had in mind to eat the meat in the wrong place, and then kibbo vilach v'zor chutzlas manai, then b'shas kabbalah, or b'shas halach, or b'shas hazrika, the kohen had in mind to eat the meat tomorrow, the wrong time. Here it would not be chal pigul, since besides this wrong machshava of thinking Tidit tomorrow, he also first had a machshava Tidit the wrong place. So since he had a different machshava that passels, therefore would not become pigul. It's not called all the avodas were done b'kashrus, excluding pigul, because there's another machshava here. There was a machshava chuslam kaimai. Another case would be oisher shochat chuslas manoi. Even if first b'shar shchit he had a mind teeth the meat tomorrow, so that was a machshava's pigul. But then kibul v'hilach the zara chuslam kaimai. B'shas the next three avodas, b'shas either one of them, he had in mind teeth the meat the wrong place. So that machshava also makes a psul in the korban. So besides the machshava's pigul, you also have a machshava chuslam kaimai that makes a psul and it's not pigul. Oyerel she shochat kibul v'hilach the zara chuslam kaimai. Poshid, he only had in mind b'shasi dalar avodas teeth the meat the wrong place. He did not think about doing it tomorrow. Therefore, you only had a machshava chuslam kaimai. In these cases, it's not chal pigul; it's only possible. Ha pesach v'yachatis sheshoch nishlal lishmon. The same thing. What about a korban pesach or a korban chatis? That here the machshava shlal lishmon. If b'shar shchita you think that this korban should be l'shem ashlamim or l'shem menoylom, that makes the psul. Then kibul v'ilach b'zor chuslas manoi. Then b'shas, one of the next three avoidis, you had in mind teeth to meet tomorrow. So even though you had a machshava's pigul, but since you also have another machshava that passels, therefore it's possible. And not pigul. Or yirel sheshochat chuslas manoi. Even though first you had in mind to do it the wrong time, you had in mind teeth to meet tomorrow. So that first machshava was a machshava's pigul. But then kibel v'hilech b'zorach shlolishmon. Then b'shas kabol or haloch was rika, you had in mind that this korban should be done l'shem ishlamim, so this machshava also passed with the korban. Therefore, there's no pigul, there's only a psul. Oishashochat kibul v'hilech v'zorach shleil lishmon. Rosh made a shchita kabol or halocha shleil lishmon. So pshita zeh ushlakor v'matik mitzvosoi. All these cases do not become pigul, because besides the machshava of chuslas manoi, you also had a machshava of chuslam kaimai or shloi lishmon, so there's another machshava psul here. Therefore, it's not chal pigul. That's not considered korv hamater kimitzvosai. Now, Mishnah Hey, what's going to be lecho kezayis bachutz or kezayis lamocher? Bishas one of the dalar avodas, he has in mind tita kezayis of the meat in the wrong place bachutz. And he also has a mind to the kezayis tomorrow. So he has two machshavas. So again, it would not be chal pigul. Or else kezayis lamocher, even his first machshava was to the kezayis of meat tomorrow, which is the machshavas pigul. But then he also thought to kezayis bachutz. He also has a mind to the kezayis bachutz outside in the wrong place. Or else kechatzi zayis bachutz or kechatzi zayis lamocher. He has a mind to the kezayis of meat outside, and after kezayis tomorrow, or else kechatzi zayis lamochor, or kechatzi zayis bachutz. In all these cases, posel v'ein b'koros, there's only a psul in the korban, but there's no chiyuv koros, since you have another machshava besides eating it the wrong time. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, this says though, ze'aklal, this is the general rule, that im machshavas hazman, kodmo l'machshavas hamakom. If let's say b'shash shchita, first you had in mind tida kezayis of the basa tomorrow, which that is a good machshavas pigul, and then you had in mind tida kezayis chutzlam kaimai. So since the machshava first of pigul was chal first, he holds pigul. Yes, it's chal so pigul in this meat, and therefore if you eat from it, the chayav mal of korish and chayav korish. But the yim machshavas hamokam kodmo machshavas hazman. But if the machshavas of tidit chutzlam kaimai comes first, if first you thought about eating the kezayis the wrong place, and then you had a mind tidit kezayis tomorrow, then posel, it's only posel v'yayim b'koros. As he holds on the chiddushes in the ratio, that even though you had secondly a machshava of chutzlam kaimai, but since first it was chal a machshava of pigul, it's chal pigul. But the chomer and the chomer say no, zeh v'zeh posel in both cases, it's only possible the korban, v'yayim b'koros. There's no chiyuv koros. even though you first had a machshava of tigel, so what? But later when you have a machshava of chuslim kremoi, it's not considered korav amatik in mitzvosoi, and therefore it's only posel, but not tigel. What's going to be if you have in mind lechol kachatzi zayis? You have in mind only tirehef kachatzi, let's say tomorrow. And you have in mind olahakter kachatzi zayis, and you have in mind to be makter to burn the emurim hef kachatzi, kosher, the korban is still kosher. Why? Shein achid lo v'yaktor mistarfin. These two machshavos you cannot put together. In other words, to make a machshava psula, you have to think to do something wrong with at least a kezayis. That's called a ma'isak Torah. See that you only thought to do a chatzi kezayis of eating, and a chatzi kezayis of aktara of burning, each one is not considered an avoida. Therefore, you did not have a machshava to do an avoida psula. Therefore, same with starfin, the korban is still kosher. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. You're up to Paragimel, Mishnalef, Kol ha-psulim she-shochatu shchitosan k'sheva. All the psulim that are possible to do the avoida, or kohen that's possible, or a zar, if it makes a shchita, the locher is shchita k'sheva. Why? She-ha-shchita k'sheva v'zorim. Because by the avoida of shchita, there's no din you need a kohen. Even a poshut of zar, a regular Yisrael, could also make the shchita the korban. Hu adin ba'anoshim uva'avodim uva'tumeyim. That even an isha, hu adin an eved, even an eved kenani, hu adin a tumeyim, they could also make a shchita. Afilu b'kotche kadoshim, even on a korban oilo, even on a korban chatis, even though it's kotche kadoshim, still the halachas of kuna of sulin only apply from Kabbalah onwards, but not by the mice of Shechita. Obavad providing, though, Shlayiyo Tumeyim and Noigim Abosa, but providing the person of Tomei, if he makes the Shechita, he has to be careful not to touch the Bosor after the Shechita, in order not to be Metama, the Korban. The Thikach, therefore, the Mishnah says, Hein Poislin Machshava. If the Zar makes a Shechita, and Besha Shechita, let's say on a Korban Chatis, he thinks to make it into a Korban Shlomim, he passels the korban. His machshava b'shas shchita. Since the zar is kosher to make a shchita, his machshava passels the korban. V'chulam and all these psulim shekiblu es adam, if they mekabel the dam with the machshava of chutzlas manoi, the chutzlim koimoi. So it depends. Im yesh dam hanefesh yachzor kosher v'kabel. Like even though first the zar made a kabbalah, and he had the wrong machshava, that machshava should pass for the korban, whether the machshava was to eat from the bosa tomorrow, or eat from it outside the Beis Hamikdash, still the halacha is, he does not pass for the korban. Since the zar is possible to make the kabbalah, you would have to need a kohen. Therefore, if the psulim make the kabbalah, it's like nothing, it's like no kabbalah was done. So their machshava does not pass for the korban either. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Im yesh dam hanefesh, if there's still some blood left in the korban, so yachzor akosher v'kabel, let a kosher akayin now come and make the ma'isa kabbalah. But since before it was done through psulim, they do not pass on the korban, but instead let a kosher come and make a new kabbalah. Mishnah Beis, what's going to be kibel hakosher v'nosam laposel? A kosher akayin made the avoid of Kabbalah Adam. He received the dam and the klisharis from the animal. And then Vinosna gave it over to apostle. That means he gave the kli with the dam inside it to somebody that's possible to do the avoidah. So lochur is Yachsel HaKosher. Let him just return it back to the kohen that's kosher and continue on doing the avoidah Selocha. Just the fact he gave it over to the apostle, that does not pass all the dam. But Avada, we're talking about that this person that's posel did not walk with the dam. In other words, he did not do an avoida of halacha. Just I'm holding it means nothing. Therefore, tiyachsel akosher and it'll be kosher. What's going to be kibbul b'minoi? A kohen made a kabbalah the right way with his right hand, and then v'nosam l'smerli put the dam into his left hand. So halacha is yachsel b'minoi. Let him just put it back into his right hand. He did not walk yet with it. Just I'm putting it to left hands means nothing. Just bring it back to the right hand. That's going to be kibbul b'kli kodesh. First, he was the kohen was mekabel the dam in the kli shoris. He made a good kabbalah, but then he put it finosam bakli choil. He put the dam into a regular kli choil. So locher is yachsel a kli kodesh. Let him pour the dam back into a kli kodesh. Nope, still happened yet. What's going to be nishpach min a kli ala ritzpo viyachsofoy is kosher. The dam spilled out from the kli shoris onto the floor, but since an avoidus of kabbalah was already done the kashrus. So now even though it fell on the floor, so what? All you have to do is just gather it together again and put it back in the clean and still kosher. Nisonoi agabi hakevesh. Let's say you put the dam on top of the plank. In other words, a person that's posel made his rika sadam, and he made his rika not on the mizbeach itself, but on the kevesh, on the plank going up. Or else, he made his rika on the wrong side of the Mizbeach, on a side that does not have a yisoid there, that have a foundation there. Or else, Nosan es anitonim lamata lamala, his coin that's posel made his reek of the dam that was supposed to go lamata from the chuta sikra, and instead of putting it there, he put it on top. Or else, the opposite way, v'es anitonim lamala, dam of the chat that was supposed to go lamala, lamata, he put that dam lamata. Or else the sanitonim bifnim achutz from chatas apnim. Instead of putting the dam on the mizbeach apnim, he put the dam and made this riko on the mizbeach achitzoin. Or else the sanitonim bachutz bifnim, he took a regular korban chatas, the chatas achitzoin, and instead of making this riko on the outside mizbeach, he made the mizriko on the inside mizbeach bifnim. So since the postler did this type of mizriko, that's not a kosher mizriko anyway. Therefore, the locher is. In Yesh Dam HaNefesh, if there's still some blood of the Nefesh left in the animal, in the korban, is Yachzer HaKosher V'Kabel. Let a Kosher Kohen start the Avodas Kabbalah over again and take new Dam, and with this Dam, we can do the rest of the Avodas. Since Apostle Kohen made that first Riko, he did not pass through the korban, therefore the Avodah could be done over again. Now, Mishneh Gimel. HaShoich Etes HaZevach. Lechol dovor shein dako lechol ulahakter dovor shein dako lahakter is kosher. If b'shas the person was doing the avoidas hashchita, he had in mind teeth from the meat, the wrong place or even the wrong time. But since he had in mind teeth something that's not a derech teeth, so therefore it's not chal the machshav, it does not pass on the korban. Like he had in mind teeth the chelov, which usually the chelov you makta, you burn, you do not eat it. Or else the opposite way. He had in mind to burn the meat that he's supposed to eat tomorrow. So since it's not a dovor, shadak or lahakter, it's not a machshava that passes. Therefore it's kosher. Whoever Rabbi Eliezer, Poysok Eliezer says no. You had a machshava to make an achilu tomorrow, or you had a machshava to make a haktara tomorrow, even though it's not a derech makach, that is a machshava. And that passes as a korban, it passes the korban. But the ma'isa, we do not paskin, the halacha is not like Rebbe Eliezer. What's going to be lechol dover shadako lechol, or lahakter dover shadako lahakter, pochus mikazayas kosher? Even if he thought, Bishash is doing one of the dollar avoidis, teet achatzik kazayas tomorrow, or teet achuslam kaimoi, the korban is still kosher. Since he only had in mind to do an achatzik kazayas, that's not royal avoidom, that's not a machshava that passes. What's going to be lechol kechati zayis or lahakte kechati zayis? He has in mind tida chati kezayis tomorrow, and also to burn a chati kezayis of chelif tomorrow. Still kosher. The korban is still kosher. Shein achilu v'yaktor mitzarfen. You can't put these two machshavas together. A machshava and achilu and a machshava of aktora cannot be put together. You have to have a machshava to eat a kezayis, or to burn a kezayis chutz lizmanoi. Mishneh Dalet. Ha-shoichet es ha-zevach lecho kezayis minor. If you shech the korban and you have in mind that you plan to eat the kezayis of the skin at the wrong time, chutz l'chutzlam kaimai. So, the locher is, stam or is not roi lachilo. We're not talking about the or ha-alya. The or, the skin of the tail, that is fitit. Here we're talking about other skin of the animal. It's not fit heat. Therefore, it's not called a machshava. Or else, min haroitev, he has a mind to eat from the juice from the roitiv, that's when you cook up the meat, like the soup of the meat. Or else minakefa, that's when you cook up the meat, you have some spices there. So the spices also have a tam of the meat, and it's even mixed into it, small pieces of meat. But that's not called an achilas, not called an achilas basar. Or else minolol, you have a mind to eat. Olol, that's the leftover meat that's attached to the skin, the meat that's on the skin, right next to the skin, the shasya skin, the animal, is also not very bachila. Or else minatzamas, you have a mind to eat the bones tomorrow. Minagidim, you have a mind to eat the veins tomorrow. Minatlofayim, you have a mind to eat the hooves tomorrow. Minakanayim, you have a mind to eat the horns tomorrow. Chutzlas manoi, the wrong time. By chutzlam kaimel, you have a mind to eat it the wrong place. Kosher. The mice are still, the carbon is kosher. And these things, even if the carbon does become pigle, it's not chal the yisa pigle on these things, since these things are not roi teeth, it's not chal the chiv karas. Not chal the yisa noisa, it's not chal the din tome. Since these things are not roi teeth, it doesn't have a shame bus or carbon, it does not have these psulim. Mishneh Hei. Ha'ashoychet es ha'magdoshim. Lechol sholo. Let's say you shecht a korban that's in the keva, and you have in mind b'shah shchita that you plan to eat from the sholil, that's the uber, that's the baby inside, or else oishilya, that's the placenta, that's the or the skin that's around the baby. Bachutz, you have in mind to eat this outside the Beis Hamikdash. Is loy pigel, it's not chal pigel. The korban has not become possible such a machshava, since these things are not a derech. Eat them, roi b'nei yodam, to not eat these things. Ha'amolek atoyrim b'fnim. If a kohen makes a malika on the birds inside the azara, lechol beitzeim b'chutz, that he has a moim v'shas the malika, that he plans to eat from the beitzim, the eggs inside the oif, outside. So locher is loy pigel, does not become, this does not pass on the korban. Because it's not called part of the korban itself. The beitzim, the eggs inside, is not a part of the oif itself. It's only chal pigul that you have to have a machshava teat, part of the oif itself. It's not enough if you have in mind teat, the baits and the eggs outside. What about what's going to be cholav hamagdoshim? Let's say when you shech the korban, if it's nekeva, you have in mind teat, let's say it's milk that's left inside the animal, or bachutz, you have in mind teat that milk, or also baits terim, you have in mind teat the eggs of the birds. So again, ein chayav malei mishum pigol. He has chayav on these things, not mishum pigol. And v'noisa v'tomei. So here the chiddush is, even in the case that you had a good machshavas pigol, let's say b'shas malika asoif, you had in mind teeth from the basra of the yoif tomorrow, so it's chal pigol on the yoif, but it's only chal on the basra itself. It's not chal on the milk, or it's not chal on the eggs inside. And the word then, just like pigol is not chal, the same thing, the psul noisar and the psul tom is also not chal, is only chal on the guf of the oif, or the guf of the behemah, not on the milk inside, or not on the eggs inside. Mishneh Vov. Shchotoy al menas lehaniach es domoy. Let's say, b'shah shchitom, the shrekhet had in mind just to leave over the blood. Not that he had in mind to make his rika tomorrow, but just to leave it over. Oh yes, emurim, or else he had in mind just to leave over the emurim, lemochor. Not that he had in mind to burn it tomorrow, he just had in mind to leave it over until tomorrow. Oy loitzia lachutz, or else he had in mind to take the blood outside, but he didn't have in mind to make his rikur outside, he just had in mind to take it outside. So is this called the machshava that passes or not? So Rabbi Yehuda Paisel, yes, he owes the machshava sinuach, or machshava just to think to take it out, that also passes the korban. So the chachomim machshir, the chachomim say no, the korban is still kosher. That's not called the machshava chutzlam koyim, chutzlas manoi. The machshava is only if you have in mind to eat it tomorrow, or to take it outside tomorrow, to make the zrikur outside. But just leave the blood over, they hold that's not called the machshava paselis. What's going to be shchota yamnas litni agavya kevish? Let's say the made a shchita, amnas to put the dam agavya kevish on top of the plank of the mizveh going up, which is not really the right place where you're supposed to put the dam. A rosh like connected how you saw it, he had a mind to put it on the mizbeach, but not on the right side, on the place that doesn't have the yisoid, the foundation. He had a mind, the dam that's supposed to go lamat, he had a mind to put it on top of the chut asikro. Or the dam that's supposed to go on the top here for the mizbeach, on the top part of the chut asikro, he had a mind to put it on the bottom part. Or else, he had a mind that the chatas apnim, where the dam is supposed to go in the inside mizbeach, he had a mind to put it on the outside mizbeach. Or else, he had a mind that an outside chatas to put the dam on the inside. He had a mind that a person that's tomei should eat from this korban. He had a mind that a tomedical kayin should be makrivit. He had a mind that a person that's an oral, that's not allowed to eat kotchim, should eat it. He had a mind that a postal kayin that's an oral should do that krovo. He had a mind that a shchitol l'shaber atzomas apesach, that he had a mind to do this avero of breaking the bones of the Korban Pesach. Or else, Lechem Imenu, no, he had a mind to eat from the Korban Pesach when it's still raw. Or else, Lo'ariv Dom, my Vedam Sulim, he had a mind just, Peshah Shchito, that the Dam later mix it up with the Dam Sulim. So he only has these Machshavis, the locker is kosher. Still the Korban is kosher. Why? Sheina Machshava Peselis, what's called a Machshava, the Pasul, the Korban, Elochus Lezmanoi. Only if you have in mind to make this Zrika, to make the Achila at the wrong time. Or else for Chuslam Kaima, you have a mind to do it in its wrong place. The Pesach V'Yachatis Le Lishmon, who are done by Korban Pesach by Korban Chatis, if you have in mind to make the Shchito, the Dalar Avoidis, Lishem, another Korban, Shle Lishmon, that also passes. But just on the fact you have a mind to do something that's possible, and you really do not do it, the Korban is too kosher. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though you had in mind Bishah Shchita to make his Rika in the wrong place, but Lamaitza, since it still has Shachis to the Mizbeach, that's not considered Chutzlam Koymai. Lamaitza, it's not called the Machshava Chutzlam Koymai to put the Dam on the wrong Mizbeach or the wrong place of the Mizbeach. But this much is called the Mizbeach, it's Kerlet the Dam reached the Mizbeach and has Shachis to the Mizbeach, it's called this Rika that it's not called the Machshavas Tigel.
You're up to Perek Yudalit. Mishnah says, Beishamai Omer, Beishamai says, that kol hanitonin al mizbeach achitzoin, all the dams, all the korbanos that it's rika, is supposed to be put on the outside mizbeach, shim nosna maton achas kippur, that b'di'evet, if you only made one zrika, even though some of them need four or two, but b'di'evet, if you only make one zrika, shino kippur, kol you have a kapara, the korban is kosher. Uvechatis, but by Korban Chatis, Beshami holds shtei matanis. You have to have at least two zerikas, even though the chila you have to have four, but the yevid you have to have two. Gemara dashes from Sukkim. However, Beisilu says no, that av chatis shenitna matanachas keeper. Even a Korban Chatis, if the yevid the kohen only made one zerika, also you have a kapor of the Korban is kosher. Lefikach, therefore, the locker is like this. That im nos aneser rishon kitakuna, if the first rika the kohen made, he made it with the right machshava. V'yes hashniya chus lizman hakipur, and the second rika, like it does the way he's supposed to, he makes four zrikas. See if by the second, the third, or fourth zrika, he has the mind of machshava spigul, the korban still is kosher. That since the last three zrikas are not likuva, he have the kapori after the first rika, so that's the main one that has to have the psul pigul. If the first one was done the kashrus, the korban is kosher. What's going to be though? Nosan etzer rishon chutz lezmano. If the first zrika the kohen made with the machshava to eat from the meat tomorrow, v'yes hashniya chutz lekoimo, and then the second zrika he had a mind to eat at the wrong place, pigul. Halacha is the first machshava is what counts, since that was done during the first zrika, and therefore it's chal pigul on this korban, and therefore v'chayav malav koros. If you eat from this korban, you chayav koros. Even though we also had a machshava of chutzlam kaimoi that usually takes away pigul, but here since he only had that machshava during the second zrika, which the second zrika is not likuva, therefore does not passel, does not change the din of pigul. Mishnah Beis, kol hanitonim al mizbeach apnimi, any dam like a chatis apnim that the zrika is supposed to be done on the inside mizbeach, Shem Choser Achaz Min HaMatanis LeKippur. Then the Kuv, you have to have all four Zrikas. If you're missing one of them, there's no Kapara. LeFikach, therefore, Im Nosan Kulon Kitakuna, V'Yachar Shalei Kitakuna, Posel V'Yim Bekoros. If you make three good Zrikas, but one Zrik you have the wrong Machshava, that also makes a psul in the Korban. Since Barachat HaSapnim, LeKuv, you have to have all four Zrikas, therefore we have to look at all four, and if any one of them, even just the fourth one, you had a Machshava's psul, that puzzles the carbon. Now, Mishneh Gimel, Elu Dvorim Shein Chayov Malei Mishum Pigel. These are the things that's not chal the Issa Pigel. Even when you have a pigel in the carbon or the mincha, on these things, pigel is not chal HaKaymetz, that's the Kemetz itself. Because the side of pigel is, that's how you make a Zrikas Adam, that mat you to eat the meat, that mat you to burn the Amurim. So on the Amurim, on the meat, that the Zrika made a heter, on those things it's chal the Issa Pigel. Not on the Zrika itself, but also by a mincham, the Kremitz itself, taken off the handful of the mincha, that's what's matter to eat the rest of the mincha. But it itself is not matter itself, therefore there's no Issa Pigel on the Kremitz. Via Halavoyna, the same thing, the Lavoyna, on the Menoch is the same thing. Via Kteris, burning of the Kteris also, there's no matter to the Kteris. You just do it itself. When a kohen brings a mincha, the whole thing is kule kolo. So there's no kemitza, there's no matirim on something else. When minchas kohen mashiach, the mincha the kohen gadol brings. When minchas nesachim, when you bring the nesachim, when you bring yayin for or else wine, bring it for korban by itself. So there's no kemitza there. Therefore, there's no matir. The hadam, the dam itself, the dam of the korban has no sapigal on it. And the Nesachim that's brought by itself also has the same halacha. Now, in case you made a net in the Dover to bring a Minchas Nesachim without a korban, so also there's no Issa Pigel chal on it. Even the Nesachim that comes with the Behemah, still there's no Issa Pigel. The Pigel is only chal upon the korban, not upon the Nesachim that comes with it. Lug Shemin Shal Metzayro. What about the special Shemin that's brought from Metzayro? The Lug Shemin, Rabbi Shimon Oyma, Ein Chayov Molo Mishon Pigel. There's no Issa Pigel on it. Remeyu Oyma, yes, Chayom Olo Mishon Pigel. There could be an Issa Pigel upon the Shemin Shal Metzayro. In other words, Machlik, it says when you have Pigel in the Yoshim, is this Shemin become Pigel or not? So Meir says, yes, Chayom Molo, like part of the Korbin, Yechayim Mishon Pigel. Shedam Oshem Matir, he says a Svaro, because the dam, the Zrika, the dam of the Korban Oshem, that's what's Matir to use the Shemin for the Mitzvah. Therefore, it's called Raza Matir, Kevichad Yisapigal. And that's the Klal, for Chol Sheishla Matirin. Anything that you have to do something to give it a heter. Bainly Yodim, what's the question? A person has the right to eat it, the Kanan. Bainly Mizbech, or to burn on Mizbech, then Chayov Molam Mishon Pigal, then there's the Yisapigal. If you have to have a Zerik, you have to have a Navodah to be Matir. Now, Mishnah Dalet explains what are called Matirim. Oilo by Korban Oilo, Doma Matir es Pesor la Mizbeach. By Korban Oilo, everything is burnt on the Mizbeach. But what gives the Heter? The Zerik is Adam. Therefore, it's called the Zerik is the Matir of the Basar. Therefore, the Basar could become Pigal. The Oiru Lekanim, what din is a din? That the skin goes to the Kahanim. Because of the Zrika. Oyla Soif, by Oif that's brought for Korban Oilo, also Doma Matres Pesor La Mizbeach. The din is when you make the Zrika Sadam of the Oif, that's what's not to you to burn the rest of the Oif on the Mizbeach. Chatis Oif, what about a Chatis Oif? Also Doma Matres, the dam of it is also Mater as Pesor La Kahanim. There's no burning of the Bosa by a Chatis Oif, but rather it's Nechal by the Kahanim. But because of the Zrika, Purim Hanesrofim, or Sirim Hanesrofim, the Purim or the Sirim that's brought inside, Lefnim that is burnt, so also Domim Matir Semurim Likarev, the Zrika Zadam you make is Matir the Emurim to be Makri of the Emurim on the Mizbeach. Even though the Bosar is burnt outside, but it's at least Matir, the Emurim goes on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon or Shimon says no, by the Purim Hanesrofim, there's no Din Pigel, because his Shitur is any carbon that does not go
on the outside mizbeach like a korban shlamim, the din is ein chayav molim mishum pigul. There's no ista pigul. He learns out pigul mainly from shlamim. It has to be only a korban that's brought on the outside mizbeach, not on a parim hanisrafim. Now mishnehei, kotchei goyim of a goyim is makriv a korban, is mekadesh makes a korban. Locher is ein chayav molim mishum pigul. When they bring it, even though they have the wrong machshavis, when the kohen brings it, there's not a din pigul on a kotchei of a goy. Who are din noiser? There's no issa noiser on the korban. V'tomei, even though the bosa becomes tomei, there's no issa to eat it. You're not chayav koros to eat it. V'yasherech to machutz pota. Different Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. By a korban of a goy, there's no issa shchut techutz. Rabbi Yosi Mechari Yosi says no. The same malachas apply to kotchei Yisrael also applies to kotchei Yakum. And therefore, Dvorim, but Dvorim Shem Chayov Malei Mishum Pigul, Chayov Malei Mishum Noisim Mishum Tomei. Things that even though there's no Issa Pigul on him, but you should know still Yichai Mishum Noisir, or else Yichai Vivitz Tomei. Chutz Min Adam, Sek Dam. By Dam, you're not Chai Mishum Noisir. If you eat after the Zman Achil to the Korban, there's no Issa Noisir, Chalon Dam. Rabbi Shimon and Rishimin says, Bedover Shadaka Leyochel. There has to be something that's a Derech from the Yodin Tidit. Even though it's not from something that's min aniktor, let's agree in hakoymitz minchas kanim. So yichay mishum tuma, as long as it's what if it's a dover shadakel yochol. Even though right now the whole thing is burnt, avo kegoyna eitzam v'alvoyna, but something like wood and like levoyna, that those things are not a derech to eat it. V'yakteris nikteris also, and chayov malayim mishum tuma. If you eat it when you're tumah, there's no issa. Since these things are not a derech to eat, not edible, it has no wisdom to know, does not apply to it. Rebbe the Chum argue on Rebbe Shimon, and they say, no, the Eitzim Levoino, Yosachai Mishum Tumah. The Pasuk says, Yabosa Shiga B'chol Tomei, is Marba, that even the Eitzim Levoino also. According to Rebbe Shimon, since these things are not edible, therefore you're not Chayav Koris, if you eat it when it's Tomei. Mishnah Vov, Lishem Shisha Dvorim HaZavach Nizbach. The korban is the shchita. The chazil is supposed to have six things in mind. B'shash yishech the korban. First of all, is l'shem zevach. You have to shech it l'shem the korban. If it's an oil, it has to be geshacht l'shem a korban oil. L'shem zevach. L'shem the bailam, the owner of the korban. L'shem Hashem has to be done l'shem a kodesh baruch hu. L'shem ishim, you have to have a mind to do it. L'shem to burn it on the mizbeach. L'shem reyach, you have to have a mind that you give off smoke. L'shem nichoyach, it should give like nachas ruach to Hashem. V'yachatis v'oshem, nishek techatis v'noshem, l'shem chet, you have to have a mind also, you're bringing it for the chet. Whatever aveva you did for that purpose, you bring in the korban, you're supposed to have that chet in mind. This is all l'chatchilo. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Yosi says, af mi shloihoye b'liboy, l'shemecha mikoleilu kosher. Even though you do not have in mind one of these things, still the korban is kosher. Why should tonight bezdin? Because really there's a Tanai Bezdin over here, Shayna Machshava Lechas El Racher Oivet, that the Machshava only goes after the Kohen that does the Avoida. In other words, the owner of the Korban, his Machshava cannot pass with the Korban. The only thing that can pass with the Korban is only the Machshava of the Kohen, Bishas is doing the Avoida. Therefore, the Rabbanim made a Takono that the Kohen should have like a Stam Machshava. He should not be Mechashiv anything separately. So therefore, never come to have a machshava shlo lishmo. So in order not to come to have a machshava shlo lishmo, the main atakono always have a machshava stam. Now at the beginning of the mesechta, stam machshava by kochim is kosher. Therefore, the bottom left it this way. The machshava stam, you won't come in and any problems. There won't be a shayla. Maybe you'll make it with the machshavas chutz lishlo lishmo. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.